Time to play a little thing called My Show Member Can.
Oh, boy.
You are betting on yourself with this. Steve, Kelly, Hot Wings, and Maitland, you'll bet on the number of things you can name from a category, as will Mariah in Albany. Hello, Mariah.
Hi.
How's it going?
Hey. It's going good. How about you guys?
Very good.
Good. Thanks.
So how this works is you will bid on how many things you can name in 30 seconds from a category of our choosing, usually my choosing, and the audience's suggestions. It doesn't matter if you say something that's not in the category. For example, if we said fruits and you said pickle, anvil, and carrot, those would not count against you. They just waste your time from saying correct answers. Are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Let's start. Ooh, this is a good one from the 413. Hot Wings.
Yes.
How many professional sports teams can you name that are named after animals in 30 seconds?
Eight.
Maitland, pro sports teams named after animals. Can you go higher than eight?
Nine.
Nine?
I'll try it.
Mariah, can you go higher than nine?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, I can't.
Mariah's out. Steve, higher than nine?
10.
Kelly, higher than 10?
I'm out.
Hot Wings, higher than 10?
I think I could do 11.
Maitland?
I'm out.
You barely made it to nine. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Hot Wings at 11. Steve?
I think I'm out.
Okay. Hot Wings.
Okay.
11 professional sports teams named after animals. On your mark, get set.
Do I need whole city and everything or just the mascot?
You should do whole city because otherwise you could just be saying animals and telling me.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be a lot tougher now.
All right.
Takes up a lot more time.
Okay. On your mark, get set. Begin.
Detroit Lions. One. Detroit Tigers.
Two.
Boston Bruins.
Three.
Minnesota Timberwolves.
Four.
Oh boy. Okay, let's see. Oh, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Five.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Six.
The Charlotte Hornets.
Seven.
The New Orleans Pelicans.
Eight.
The Dallas Mavericks.
Nine.
The Denver Broncos.
Ten.
And
one away.
The
How did you not say Chicago Bears?
Oh, I didn't?
I don't think so.
Nope. Oh, man, that was in my head when I thought I didn't have to do a city.
Yeah, because I was saying Lions, Tigers, Bears.
Yep.
And I don't think you said it.
I had a bunch in my head until I said I had to do the cities.
We would have accepted like a wild horse.
Oh, okay.
We would have accepted Miami Dolphins, Florida Panthers, Florida Marlins.
Yeah.
Easy to say when you're not playing.
Yeah, I should have stuck to one sport. Bouncing around screwed me up.
All right.
Dang, now I lose a point.
Okay, I like some of these suggested ones, but we're going to hold off on a couple of them because they can't be the second one. All right, Maitland, I have a list of the top 25 pet names that people choose for their significant other. How many common pet names for a significant other can you name in 30 seconds or less?
Start at five.
Mariah, can you go higher than five?
I could do nine.
Nine, I like it. Steve, can you do more than nine?
No.
Kelly?
What's the topic?
No, you don't get to know. You could do 10.
I heard something about nicknames. I'm going to say 10.
Okay. Hot Wings?
I'm out.
Maitland?
I'm out.
Mariah?
I'm out.
You're out. Okay. Kelly?
Perfect.
Your number is 10.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yep. Yes, I am.
On your mark. Get set. Begin.
Sweet Cooch. Lover Baby.
Two.
Sweet Nugget.
Three.
Am I actually getting this right? Or are you just messing with my head?
Two of them have been good. One I gave you.
Boo Boo.
Three.
Baby Doll.
Five.
Bay.
Six.
Lover Man.
Seven. Seems like something you'd do.
Lover Lady.
Eight.
Sweet baby child. What am I guessing?
What did you think you were guessing?
I like pet names or nicknames?
Pet names for your significant other.
Okay. I thought I heard pet names and I didn't know if they were nicknames for your pet or pet names for your...
So you thought pet and you said sweet cooch first?
Yep.
Okay. Makes sense?
Yeah. Why not?
Ooh, no, we're not going to do that one. That's a good one though. Let's see. Mariah, How many made-up names for craft beers can you name in 30 seconds?
Seven.
Seven. Steve.
Eight.
Kelly.
I'm out.
Hollings.
I'm out.
Maitland.
I'm out.
Mariah, can you go higher than eight?
No.
All right, Steve. Give us eight made-up names for craft beers. On your mark,
okay.
Get set, go.
Whispering Willows, Fluffernutter.
Two.
Canadian Astronaut.
Three.
Russian Astronaut.
No.
Okay.
It's a derivative.
Yeah, they own the trade.
Plus they say Cosmonaut.
Brown Town.
Four.
Wild Train.
Five.
Crazy Stallion.
Six.
Horse's Ass.
Seven.
That probably is one.
I bet they...
Lavender Delight.
No, you got, I don't think you got... Yeah, we'll give you Lavender Delight. Yeah. That's a terrible beer. Would you drink something called Lavender Delight?
Would you drink something called Horse's Ass?
Probably. Because those have, they have some weird names.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, there's one... it's something spit. And I forget what the animal is, but I've had that one before.
Let's see.
What was the one that came in that you said you couldn't do second?
Oh, yeah. It's really hard, but I think it might be funny. All right. Kelly, you're bidding first.
Okay.
Inventions you wish would... This is really hard. Inventions you think... would help professional wrestling become more popular again.
I could do five.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay, Hot Wings.
Six.
Maitland.
Seven.
I obviously have this all wrong. Mariah, can you go higher than seven?
Yeah, I could do eight.
Okay, I like your confidence. Oh, Steve?
No, I don't think I could do nine.
Kelly?
I can't do nine.
Hot Wings?
I don't think I can do nine.
Maitland?
I can't do nine either.
Boy, I hope you feel sold out, Mariah, because we're all out of you here. Mariah. Eight inventions that you think would really help professional wrestling get more popular. On your mark, get set, go.
An ASMR sound system. a super bouncy slime mat.
Okay.
Extra rubberized, circles on the outside.
Oh, like bouncing pads?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe wrestling only on mattresses.
Nine. Four.
Instead of t-shirt cannons, do beer cannons.
Okay. Oh, these are good.
I'm on board.
Your confidence was justified.
Yeah.
You didn't get to eight, but it's because your ideas were too fully formed.
Yeah they were pretty worried.
That's a good way to fail. I think we're going to give you that one because that was outstanding.
Yeah.
After the show tried to sell you out.
Yeah. I was thinking things like Quaker roids.
this text, Moose Drool is the something spit beer Hot
Moose
Wings is trying
drool,
to think of.
That's the one. That's the one. Yes, I've had that one. It's good. Moose Drool. Thank you. That was going to drive me crazy the rest of the day. I actually looked up craft beer spit. I'm like, what is it? No, nothing's coming up. Moose Drool.
Let's see. Hot Wings.
Yeah.
You're the first to bid.
Okay.
How many names of deodorant can you name?
Oh, boy.
No, better yet. Deodorant scents can you name in 30 seconds?
Four.
Maitland.
Five.
Steve.
I think Mariah's there.
Mariah.
Six.
Steve.
Seven.
Kelly.
Eight.
Deodorant flavors or scents. Hot Wings.
Yeah, I've gotten the same one for 20 years, so I'm out.
Okay. Maitland. Higher than eight?
Yeah, nine.
Okay. Mariah, going higher than nine?
No.
Steve?
Nope.
Kelly?
I'm out.
Maitland, nine. Deodorant scents. On your mark, get set, go.
Oh, we got vanilla, lavender, lilac, petunias, sour candy. Look it up. That's a real one.
Deodorant.
birthday cake. Teen spirit.
I don't think that's a scent.
Smells like it to me.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a whole song about it.
What else we got? Mint.
Mint. Okay.
Cool crisp rain.
I thought you were going to say Cool Ranch.
That's what I was thinking. Do any of them actually have names anymore other than things like Swagger?
Yeah, that's, I guess, I was trying to think of. Then like, I moved into men's deodorant.
No, there
man, are. Manteak.
I thought you were full of it, but there are tons of candy-scented deodorants.
Yeah, that Native brand.
Yeah, that's what what popped
up. Going nuts.
Well done, Maitland.
Thank you.
Mariah. No, Maitland, you're first to bid on this one.
Okay.
What are 10, or how many extreme names can you think of for USFL, XFL expansion teams coming soon? Because they're going to merge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
USFL, XFL expansion teams. That's the minor league football.
Can we clarify in advance? Do we need city and
no.
team? Okay.
Nope. If you do okay. city, that's a bonus.
Five.
Mariah, can you do more than five?
Nope.
Steve?
Yeah, I can do six.
Kelly?
Seven.
Hot Wings?
Eight.
Maitland?
I'm out.
Steve?
I'm out.
Mariah, did I skip you or did you say you were out?
Yeah.
Okay. First. Kelly.
I can do 9.
Hot Wings.
I can do 10.
Kelly.
I can do 11.
Hot Wings.
Kelly can do 11.
No, you can do 12. You could do 12. Say 12. Say 12.
Kelly, you ready?
I don't have any more skills.
Yep.
All right.
I'm
rad ready. Expansion team names for the XFL, USFL expansion that's coming never.
Okay. All right.
Are you ready?
Yep.
On your mark, get set, begin.
The tree huggers.
One.
The bearded ladies.
Two.
The Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Three.
the biting dogs.
Four.
The scratching cats.
Five.
The hairy hamsters.
Six.
The screaming beavers.
Seven.
That's good. That's a good one.
That one is a good one.
These aren't extreme.
These are rad.
The biting hamsters is not rad.
The fighting fire flames. The
fighting fire flames.
Yep. The stinging bees. The spitting spiders. I don't know. What do you got, Hot Wings?
Oh, the barbed wire. The fury. The lightning.
Yeah, those are a lot more extreme.
The rads.
The scratching cats.
Yeah. The infection.
Last one. Ready?
Yeah.
Mariah, how many bad edible lube flavors can you name in 30 seconds?
Oh.
Six.
Steve.
Wait, she sounded like she knew that from experience.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the only time I shop in the veggie section.
I'll go 7.
Kelly.
I'm out.
8.
Hopping. Maitland.
9.
Mariah.
Do it. I'll do 10.
Steve.
I'm out.
Hopping.
11.
Maitland.
I'm out.
Mariah, can you go higher than 11?
Yeah, I'll do 12.
Hopping.
All right.
Mariah,
I can do it.
Mariah, 12 bad edible lube flavors. On your mark, get set, begin.
Thanksgiving turkey.
One.
Sea salt. Freshly mowed grass.
Three,
asphalt. Laundry
four,
detergent.
Five.
Body wash.
You're killing it. Six.
Deodorant.
Seven.
Gasoline.
Eight.
Motor oil.
Nine.
Car air freshener.
10.
Unwashed laundry.
One more.
Worm flavors.
Worm flavors. That's it.
Good job.
Perfect.
That was really well done.
Yeah, it was really good. I'm glad I relinquished.
Maitland, did you already get her info?
Yes, I did.
All right. Mariah, well done. Great job.
Thank you.
Just imagine even some of the ones that weren't that bad. Like most people like the taste of turkey. But if you put your mouth on it and it tasted like turkey, how uncomfortable would that be?
No, it's all wrong. Like, my first thought was crazy bread.
Yeah.
And I love crazy bread, but if that was a lube flavor,
oh yeah,
it'd be awful.
Oh, this,
I don't know.
This is a medium buffalo sauce flavored lube.
You know what else? Yeah, a lot of food flavors would be bad as a lube flavor, like olive, pickles.
Oh, theater popcorn.
Carrot flavored lube.
My brain
isn't even lube; it's just butter that you brought home.
My brain went straight to those like nasty the jelly bean game that you play where they got like booger and puke flavor.
Yeah.
Also, would be bad